My tribe makes its home at the roots of the great mountains, where the sea of grass meets the endless forest alongside the Great Snake River. We have lived there for countless generations, far longer than even the grandfathers can remember. Our lives are simple, following the traditions of our ancestors. We have many stories to tell. This is merely one of them.
Tell us a story, little moccasin foot.
Yes. Please tell us a story. You always have such wonderful stories to tell.
You young ones always coming to me for the stories. Just like I would go to my father and uncle for their stories. Well, what sort of story shall it be this time?
How about a story about hunting buffalo? Or perhaps one about canoeing down a great snake.
You told us those before. It's nighttime and the harvest moon is up. Let's have a scary story. It's my turn to choose anyway. You chose last time, Rabbit.
Indeed, it is your turn, young dove. So, a scary story, is it? I think I know just the one. This happened when I was no older than you are now. And every word of it is true. It happened at about this time of year.
Well, my son, it is now time for you and Red Squirrel to spend a full night alone in the forest with only your bows, blankets, and belt patches to fill your bellies and protect you. Your uncle and I did this when we were your age, and now it is your turn.
You are not sending him out without his lunch, Big Moccasin Foot. And I'll make sure his belt pouch is well stocked.
Mother, I can stock my own belt pouch. I'm not a little boy anymore. That's what this night is all about.
Oh, really? Well, if you're not a little boy anymore, then why did Flying Eagle have to lay his bow across your back for stealing his fishing pole?
We just borrowed it.
And what about the time...
That's enough, Spring Fawn. He is old enough to pack his own pouch. If he does not do a good job well, he shall sleep most uncomfortably, or perhaps even go hungry for a night. But no, that would not hurt any boy.
As you wish, dear. Now eat up, little Moccasin Foot. Your food is ready.
Now, boys, Flying Eagle and I shall lead you to where you will be spending the night.
Please, can we go? We shall need time to hunt if we wish to eat tonight.
My father and Flying Eagle led Red Squirrel and I deep into the endless forest. Red Squirrel and I were both very excited. We had been waiting for this night all year, and finally it was upon us. We had both packed our pouches carefully and had made sure our bows were well oiled and that our quivers were full of the best arrows we had made ourselves. It was a beautiful day for it. The sun was bright and warm. The wind was soft, and there were no clouds in the sky. My father, uncle, Red Squirrel, and I continued for about an hour. Red Squirrel and I were often questioned about the things we saw in the forest. Flying Eagle also was quick to point out any plants that could be useful and how to use them. He hoped Red Squirrel would become a shaman himself one day, as he did. Yet, finally our journey came to an end. In a grove of ancient hemlock trees, growing next to a small stream, chattering over the rocks. It was at this place that our fathers bid us farewell.
Remember, young ones, to not leave the safety of this grove after nightfall. I prayed to the spirits to protect this grove. If you leave, the protections will fail.
We shall remember, Uncle.
We shall come for you tomorrow morning when the sun is well above the trees. Rest well, and may the spirits watch over you. Farewell!
Woo! Woohoo! We're gone, little Moccasin Foot. We're on our own.
We need to make camp and find food. I, for one, do not want to sleep hungry tonight. And we would never live it down either.
That's the truth. There are pine cones all around here, and oaks not too far off. Let's make camp and then do some hunting.
I bet we can land us a few fat squirrels, or at least a few rabbits. And if our hunting is bad, we can eat pine nuts and other forage.
Over there. That'll be a good place to make the fire.
Right.
There. That will do.
There. That's the last rock. Let's gather the firewood and then we can go off hunting. And we'll want a good supply to last out the night.
We gathered a great pile of firewood from the dead branches to be found on the ground and trees in the area. We also found pine needles and birch bark to use to help start the fire from the coal that I carried safe in a pouch at my belt. Later, we were off in the forest on our hunt.
Told you I'd get one. He's a fat one, too. That makes four now.
And these rose hips and pine nuts will taste quite good with them. And I saw watercress back at the stream and crayfish under some of those rocks.
Come on, let's head back. It's starting to get dark. The sun's almost below the trees. Remember what Father said.
And we'll want some light in order to clean these things. Let's go.
Ah, we got back just in time. Look, the sun's going down. Quickly, let's get the fire going.
Oh, good. The coal's still hot. Here we go.
Go see if you can find some crayfish and watercress while I clean these squirrels. I didn't message it, so you cook.
I warned you already. Mother says that I'm a horrible cook.
I'll risk it.
And you'll get back at me afterwards.
What are friends for?
I managed to gather several good handfuls of watercress and a half a dozen crayfish before it really was too dark to catch any more. We stuck the squirrels on sticks to roast over the fire, stuffed with pine nuts and rose hips, and roasted the crayfish in the coals wrapped in the watercress leaves. Full stomachs sure felt good. And we were feeling on top of the world. We went to sleep, only to be awoken in the middle of the night.
What was that?
I didn't hear anything. He must have been dreaming.
I didn't dream that.
Hush! Something's out there! Grab your bow!
Could it be a bear?
Didn't sound like one.
Over there! On the other side of that tree! The sound came from there!
Ouch! Something hit me! A pine cone?
Ow! One hit me too!
That's no bear! Bears don't throw pine cones! Ow! Or rocks!
What is that? I think I see something. A shape.
I don't see it.
Whatever it was, it's gone now. We should be safe here in the clearing. Let's get some more sleep. I thought you said it wasn't going to rain. Look at it. We are going to get soaked.
Here, let's get under the hemlock branches. We might stay dry there. We can wrap our blankets around us.
Just our luck to have a storm come. It's harvest time, and I'm freezing.
It won't last forever.
Father said not to leave the clearing.
It's not like we had a choice. The tree would have landed right on us.
Now what do we do?
It's too dangerous to stay here. We need to go back to the village. Come on.
Wait. I think I saw something behind us.
What is that?
I don't know, but I've got a bad feeling about this.
It's huge! Look at the fur!
Look at its teeth!
Sasquatch! Run!
Just broke off that tree branch as thick as my leg with one swipe.
Keep running or it'll swipe your head off. You hear him almost took down that tree.
He's gaining. Run faster. With an arrow, but it won't hold him long. Run! Run! Run!
I can't see a thing through this storm!
Red Squirrel had tripped over some rocks and tumbled into the brush. I, on the other hand, was overtaken by the Sasquatch and just escaped by running through its legs. We were in a tight spot. We had run so far, but we couldn't get away. The Sasquatch reached down and lifted Red Squirrel up by the neck and roared into his face, drooling. Rain sliding down off fur fangs, yellow eyes glaring into his brown one.
Let him go!
Ow! My head!
Forget your head! Run!
Got it again. Shoulder this time.
Look out!
Look at that! It's running!
It knocked me over as it ran. You know, our parents are never going to believe this.
You're right. They'll think this is just another one of our wild stories.
But this time it's true.
Your fault for telling so many every time we get into trouble. Oh no! My bow broke when I fell.
Our parents are never going to believe you broke it running from a Sasquatch.
And they didn't believe us. We did tell them the whole story, but both Red Squirrel and I got thrashed by the bows of our fathers and were on manure duty for the next month.
But the story is true, isn't it, Little Moccasin Foot?
Yes, didn't happen. Sasquatch is still out there?
Indeed, it is. And indeed, he is. So when it comes time for you to make your first camp outside in the forest, Rabbit, be very careful, or you just might meet him. Rawr!
We would like to thank the following talents for bringing Little Moccasin Foot to life. Young Little Moccasin Foot was played by Shannon Quickriver. Chief Moccasin Foot was Robert Pepper. Old Moccasin Foot was played by Brian Bedard. Red Squirrel was voiced by Mark Giannopoulos. Flying Eagle was Damon Freeze. Spring Fawn was played by Katie Denhart. Young Dove was played by Victoria Giannopoulos. Rabbit was played by Arizona, and Sasquatch was roared by Steve J. Gabb. Little Moccasin Foot was written by Elaine Barrett and produced by Captain John Tadrazak, the CEO of Misfits Audio. Post-production and sound effects by James W. Smagata. The web mistress for Misfits Audio is Alexa Chipman. Music was from the soundtrack of How the West Was Lost by Peter Kaler and Carlos Nakay, and Baltar Panics by Bear McCreary from the Battlestar Galactica soundtrack. No harm befell any Native Americans, Sasquatches, or squirrels in the production of this audio. Stay tuned for the further adventures of Little Moccasin Foot right here at misfitsaudio.com. Thanks for listening.